This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening to The Big Show. Big weapons, big science, big data, and big dinosaurs this hour. We have a little trouble fitting it all in. We begin with the biggest of weapons, nuclear weapons, warheads, missiles, all the stuff that the president took pride in limiting through diplomacy in the nation of Iran.
That's why we built a global coalition with sanctions and principled diplomacy to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran. And as we speak, Iran has rolled back its nuclear program, shipped out its uranium stockpile, and the world has avoided another war.
Avoiding war, President Obama speaking in his State of the Union address this week. Obama the peacemaker. He did win the Nobel Prize in 2009. There is no award for spending on weapons, though, and spending on navies and soldiers and military satellites. But if there was one of those, Obama would win that, too.
The United States of America is the most powerful nation on earth. Period. Period. It's not even close. It's not even close. It's not even close. We spend more on our military than the next eight nations combined.
It's unknown if that applause line from earlier this week may make the Nobel Committee a little nervous about this White House peacemaker. But the president has asked Congress to approve one of the largest peacetime modernizations of the U.S. nuclear arsenal, replacing aging cruise missiles with about 1,000 state-of-the-art, stealthy, and now nuclear-armed cruise missiles. Andy Weber is former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological Defense with the Obama administration. Andy Weber, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, John. How are you?
Great. What does it mean to add cruise missiles to the nuclear arsenal? I know this is technically an upgrade, but it would technically add cruise missiles to the submarines and traditional land-based missiles and the airplanes that are delivery systems as well.
Well, we actually eliminated the ground-launched cruise missiles in the INF Treaty between Reagan and Gorbachev in 1987. And then President Obama retired our sea-launched cruise missile in 2011. What we're talking about today and what Secretary Bill Perry and I have come out against is a new nuclear-armed cruise missile that's launched from our bombers. We just believe that it's unaffordable and unnecessary, and the Pentagon is currently planning to buy 1,000 to 1,100 of these new nuclear-armed cruise missiles, which we think are very destabilizing.
Why do this? What is the point of doing this? Is this just the shark of weapons procurement at the Pentagon swimming out of control, or is there some real strategic consideration here about what this means for the 21st century?
Well, I think it's largely inertia. The current air-launched cruise missile is aging. It was developed in the late 70s and 1980s. It flies on a 60-year-old B-52 bomber. And so we're at a point where we need to either let it age out gracefully. It's set for retirement in 15 years in 2030. And we can decide not to replace it, and that's what we're recommending. And I'm confident that President Obama, as part of his vision of a world without nuclear weapons, will make the right decision on this. It's a matter of bringing the issue to his attention. And I think he has an opportunity not just to forego this unneeded $30 billion replacement program, but also, very importantly, and this would be Nobel worthy, to lead the world in an effort to eliminate this particular very dangerous, destabilizing class of nuclear weapons, all nuclear-armed cruise missiles.
Now, you say destabilizing because they're robots, right? And there's once they're launched, they're perhaps more difficult than anything to control on any level.
Well, once they're launched, and they may have a flight time of several hours, there's no way to recall them. But they're also destabilizing because they come in two flavors. They come with a nuclear warhead and with a conventional warhead. And the risk of miscalculation, if one of these is flying towards your country, you have no way to discriminate, to know, is it nuclear or is it not? And that could lead to even an accidental nuclear war, which would be terrible.
Do you and Perry believe this violates the 2010 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty?
It doesn't violate the treaty because there's a loophole in the treaty called the bomber counting rule. And so each of our 60-ish bombers only counts as one warhead, even though they can carry up to 20 of these air-launched cruise missiles each. So what we think, though, the president's nuclear policy is to not develop any new nuclear weapons or military capabilities. And we believe in that spirit, he should not launch a program to develop this new air-launched cruise missile called the Long-Range Strike Option, or LRSO, that it would be more consistent with his policy of no new nuclear weapons to forego this program.
Do you think there's tension between Congress and the president regarding his vision of a nuclear-free world and Congress's need to satisfy employers who may be defense contractors in their own districts?
Well, that's why this is a good time to forego this program, because it hasn't started yet. There's no big constituency. There are no current jobs at stake. And indeed, a group of eight senators recently sent a letter to President Obama calling very strongly for him to cancel this program.
Andy Weber is former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological Defense Programs from 2009 to 2014. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.